Hi, how's it going? This is Evan Gilmore for WDOT, and before we start your program, we'd like to say the program you are listening to may contain language or material that could be considered offensive. The views expressed are those of the DJ, and not necessarily those of WDOT or other WDOT station members. We therefore advise you to carefully consider whether you or your children should listen. Thank you.
All right, well, welcome to WDOT Port Washington. I'm Matt Kramer.
I'm Evan Gilmore.
I'm Ryan Dalmati.
And I'm Andy Vivaro.
And today we'll be discussing the Common Core. Andy, would you like to give us the background?
To start it off, the Common Core State Standards Initiative is an initiative started by the federal government with the intention of standardizing what it is that kids in our country learn. The goal is to make sure that every student, every child in America learns a certain amount in the school system throughout the country. Now, that being said, specifically, the Common Core State Standard Initiative do focus on English language arts and mathematics. The stated goal of the English and language arts and literacy in history, social science, technical subject standards is to ensure that students are college and career ready in literacy no later than the end of high school. There are five key components to the standards for English and language arts: reading, writing, speaking, listening, language, media, and technology. With regards to the mathematical content, the United States has frequently been criticized that the math curriculum in the United States is a mile long and an inch deep. That means that it's often criticized that students in the United States learn a lot of different math ideas, but they don't learn anything in depth. So the goal of the math initiative is to take key mathematical ideas and thought processes and make sure that students learn them in depth from a young age. Now, amidst all this, much controversy has arisen. To begin, conservatives don't support the Common Core initiative because they feel that the federal government is overreaching in their power. The federal government has offered a system of incentives to economical incentives to states in order to get them to implement these Common Core standards in their states. So if a state were to implement these standards and they excel, they get financial reward for it. Conservatives do not like this. They think that the educational power should be at the state level. More criticism has arisen from teachers because they feel that not every student can learn at the same rate and should be learning the same things. So that being said, some people support it, and some people don't. Evan Gilmore is going to take it from here for why he supports the Common Core Initiative.
Well, I interviewed
some... why he doesn't support it.
Well, I interviewed some people yesterday, and they may or may not have changed my opinion. They may or may not have changed my opinion about this program. So, what a majority of the teachers say, which is 3 out of 4, they stated that the Common Core is in essence a good idea, but people are implementing it wrong. They say that, like, they think that everybody should get this exact same education across the country, but the way that they're doing it is kind of, like, not good. The fourth teacher said that it was an absolute waste of time, and they should have teacher input on the curriculum that is taught. So what I would say is I agree with those kind of statements, but I disagree.
Yeah, Andy and I interviewed you two interviewed some teachers. And generally, the teachers thought that there are good ideas in the Common Core, but the implementation has been poor, and it's too much too fast, and it needs to be more gradual. So, so far, after all of your interviews, the teachers are mainly against it.
It's interesting that there's so much negative sentiment about it, but the early results of the Common Core, where it's been applied, have been positive. Michigan State University Professor William Schmidt wrote that in terms of reducing that, quote, you know, mile wide, inch deep, unquote, criticism of the math curriculum in the United States. The Common Core has actually done, he found, a good job in reducing that and making kids really more knowledgeable about certain areas mathematically. They know about things in depth. Kentucky actually was the first state to implement the Common Core standards. And according to a Time magazine study, they found that the high school graduation rate increased from 80% to 86%. And in addition, based on different assessments, the percentage of students considered to be ready for a college career rose from 34% to 54%. So with that in mind, it seems as though, you know, the Common Core has done a good job in really educating people and making kids more prepared for the next level.
Yeah.
Despite the negative sentiment it's received so far.
Well, reacting to Ryan's statement, I wouldn't say that most of the teachers disagreed. I'd say that they had, like, a mixed opinion on it. Well, one of them obviously disagreed, saying it was a waste of time, but they said that it's a good idea, but it's, like, its implementation is incorrect. I think that, yeah, it's a good idea, but I think that being a student, of course it's annoying, because they make the proof for vertical angles are congruent 6 steps instead of 1, and, you know, that'll take a lot of time. But anyway.
Well, I actually interviewed Ms. Seligman, our librarian here at Schreiber, and she was one of the people the only person that I interviewed that was for the Common Core. She said the Common Core standards, or quote, the Common Core standards should be uniform. Testing should be reduced, however, or even eliminated, because it doesn't serve a big enough purpose. The Common Core should be based around uniformity, not testing, end quote. So what I got basically out of my conversation with Ms. Seligman was that a lot of the Common Core is based around testing and how all students around the country should be at the same standards, because the government wants us to, I guess, catch up to these other countries that are a lot more intelligent than us by taking these international tests. And the government thinks that by taking these state tests, they will that our scores will increase and will be viewed as smarter or more intelligent compared to these other countries. So, I mean,
well, the question really becomes, does the federal government have the power to, you know, sort of take over the education system in the United States? Because that's where a lot of people have their problem. You know, why, you know, it's a state power. It's a state delegated power, and a lot of states and a lot of governors want to make sure that they keep that power. And, you know, that's another criticism that it's gotten as of late. But then the question becomes, you know, we need to make sure, the federal government needs to make sure that everybody in the country is, you know, ready for the next level, ready to live their lives, and they want to make sure that the kids coming out of high school are, you know, ready to be productive members of the workforce and productive members of society. And if that means providing, they're not even saying that everybody has to use these Common Core standards. They're just giving economic incentive to using the Common Core standards. And if by doing that, they create a more intelligent generation of kids who are going to be able to be more innovative, which in turn will lead to innovation that could improve people's lives all over the country, then I say, why isn't it their job to do that? Of course it's their job to do that. They want to make sure that everybody in the country benefits, everybody in the country lives good lives, and I think that's first and foremost the role of the federal government.
Well, we also got opinions from fellow students here, and many of them, almost all, said that the Common Core is either a joke, or they don't really care, they could care less about the Common Core, because it doesn't really affect many of us. I mean, it really affects the elementary levels through the middle school levels of English language arts and math. But a lot of these students find the Common Core to be like a more rigorous education. And, I mean, I see their point. Not many students want this really rigorous education.
Right, which, well, you know, I think if it was up to a lot of kids, they just wouldn't go to school. But, you know, there's a reason that we make it compulsory now. It's because, you know, we want to make sure kids get their education so they can be productive members of the workforce. And you know, it's natural that they won't want to work harder. You know, they won't want to have to do more difficult math. But the fact of the matter is that, you know, by doing it, it's gonna pay off for them in the long run. And I think when they're older and they're looking back, they're gonna be happy that they had to go through that.
I say that I think it is a good idea to try to get everybody in the country on the same educational level. But if the nature of the program is purely competition, then, you know, I don't know, that's kind of bibbly squash. Like,
what do you mean by that?
I mean, if the true goal of the program is to get everybody in America on the same educational level, then that's a good goal. But if it's just to compete with other countries, I don't know, that's not very nice.
I'm honestly not quite sure what you mean by that. The goal of the Common Core, yeah, is to make sure that not only everybody in the United States is kind of at the same level academically, but that overall the quality of the education is raised. Because, you know, and one of the reasons we're doing that is because we see, oh, we're not ranked high enough compared to where other countries are, you know, what other countries are doing. And, you know, competition is what drives anything. It's what drives the economy, what drives a lot of things. So if it's our desire to catch up to other countries, and if that's what it takes to make our kids smarter and educate them better, then why not? Why is that a problem?
I guess you have a good point.
You know, I don't see a problem with that at all. And in the same way, if, you know, states want to implement it because they want to get that economic benefit and compete with other states, and if by doing that the education in all states rise because of that, then I don't see a problem with it, again, at all, really.
But wouldn't that be against the Common Core's ideals?
No, because the goal of the Common Core is, again, to raise the level of education all over the country, right? But so what they do is they set up basically a competition. Whatever state can implement, you know, the Common Core standards and succeed the most at it, they get financial reward. So while, yes, everybody in the country is at a certain point, they want to make sure that everybody's at a certain point, some states are going to, you know, have kids that do even better, and by doing that, you know, everybody, even the worst states, the states that score the lowest, everybody's education is raised because of it.
Oh, that's cool. So it's kind of like a giant contest.
Honestly, in a way, yeah, that is what it that's what it's developed between 44 states. So far, 44 states out of the 50 have adopted Common Core.
Sounds pretty fun.
Because it's really, like we spoke about before, it's all based on testing. And if you put everyone on that one test, it's gonna be natural to have competition and comparison to others.
One student in an interview stated that it shows progression of the teacher's performance, and that's important. Would you guys agree that the Common Core shows progression and, like, shows the progression of the teachers?
I do, because it, like, the more rigorous the course gets, the harder it is going to be to understand the level of that level of whatever class it is. So it shows the teacher and their progression on how they explain it to you and give you helpful tips and so forth.
Gilmore, are you going to say something?
I was. I say that I don't know about that, because a lot of teachers get annoyed when the state judges their work by their students' grade, because on some level, yeah, it is a teacher, but on, like, even a greater level, it's how much dedication the student has to learning and getting good grades. So we can't completely judge our teachers by what grades their students get in class.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. And that's probably why one of the teachers that you interviewed said it's a big joke, it shouldn't be there anymore.
Probably.
Yeah.
Right, and, you know, one of the main problems that a lot of teachers find with Common Core is that, well, every student is different. And to say that, you know, every student in America needs to be at a certain point, you know, by a certain time, at the end of a certain grade, is kind of illogical, in that, you know, some students can flourish way beyond what Common Core, you know, sets out for kids to do, and other kids, you know, they're just not capable of reaching that level. So, you know, part of being a teacher is to maximize a student's potential, and if that potential just simply isn't, you know, where the Common Core is, be it above or below, well, then, you know, that's something that's just how the kid is.
It's asking
and there's
a lot.
Nothing you can do about that. And that doesn't necessarily reflect a poor teacher, but really the students. And the students simply don't have the ceiling that others do. So in that way, kind of judging teachers based on how kids do, standardized testing, these standardized tests, it kind of doesn't really work. And that's one major criticism of the Common Core and standardized testing in general. On the flip side to that, we do, the federal government, the government in general, they want to make sure that our kids are being educated, and really they don't have a better way as of yet than standardized testing. They can't have someone watching, teachers every minute of every day in every room. They need some way of trying to measure, how well they're doing their job, how kids are doing in school, and right now the best answer to that is standardized testing, which is why I think, a lot of the sentiment we got when we went out to interview kids and students, a frequent answer we got is that, well, it's a step in the right direction. It's not perfect, but it's a step in the right direction. And, if we continue to do it and perfect the idea, it can be beneficial. It can be even more beneficial going forward.
All right, I think we're going to wrap up our show. Gilmore, you want to give a final statement about why you did not support the Common Core?
Well, I'm on the fence now.
Oh.
I don't know, actually. I'm on the fence, but I'm kind of about to fall off one side. But I'm not sure which side it is. So I guess I'll leave you with a mystery.
Vivara?
All right, I'll just wrap it up here by saying, the Common Core, it's been adopted so far in most states, 44 out of the 50 states. And, the federal government isn't forcing anybody, they're not forcing any states to adopt the Common Core, but states are doing it on their own. And as a result, we see in states like Kentucky, more kids are graduating high school, more kids are ready for the next level, for college, for the rest of their lives. And, as a result, with this better education, we can see a new generation of people who are more prepared to enter the workforce, more prepared to be productive members of society, which in turn can lead to more innovation and more production, which leads to better quality of lives for everybody. And it's in this way that, the Common Core is extremely effective and beneficial to everybody in the United States.
Step in the right direction.
All right, everybody. Thanks for listening. This is WDOT, and we'd like to read the disclaimer again. The program you are listening to may contain language or material that could be considered offensive. Views expressed are those of the DJ and not necessarily those of WDOT or other WDOT station members. We therefore advise you to carefully consider whether you or your children should listen. See you next time.